January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So we're taking a look over the last 25 years of Burt Show. Earlier this morning, we played the biggest travesty that has ever happened on the show when we had a celebrity call-in game and Justin Timberlake beat not only Jimmy Carter, but Muhammad Ali.
The fact that you had a Chief Justice on to explain like the definition of celebrity, I've been on the show 14 years, and you've talked about this particular segment numerous times, but that was the first time I had heard that you had a Chief Justice on, yeah, and that President Jimmy Carter had called in as well.
We had him on a couple of different times.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I remember asking him, like, if you're driving on, was it Jimmy Carter Boulevard? Like, do you get pulled over by the cops and say, hey, you know,
it's my street.
This is my street. You can't really give me a ticket on my street. There's been a lot of competitors that came and gone. A lot are still around that I respect a lot. I don't know who's about to walk through that door because I'm trying to. I've asked these guys. I don't want to know until they walk in.
We've actually managed to keep the surprises a surprise today for you.
Good job.
This person, Bert, has many, many talents. They are Atlanta radio royalty. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if you know this, they're a music artist as well.
Oh, yeah, I know who this is.
House music. Uh-huh. I've got it on 12-inch. Two hype brothers and a dog. Doo-Doo Brown. Mm-hmm. If you've been in the club and heard that one, give it up for the legend, Frank Ski.
There he is, my dude. Get in here. Yay! Look at you. Look at you.
What's going on, man?
Hey, my dude. Hey, if you don't know how those headphones and that mic works, just let me know. I'll help you out a little bit.
What I'm doing. I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's so good to see you,
you
man.
You too. You got like a glow. What's going on?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm very confused this week, actually, more than anything else. I mean, you've been doing this as long as I have. How many years have you been doing radio, not just in Atlanta, overall?
40 years.
40 years. So I did the math on this last night, and I don't know why this hit me. I've been working 42 years in my life. 40 of them have been radio.
Wow.
Two of them been Taco Bell. 40 of them, I mean, my whole life has been radio. Your whole life.
Has been radio.
Has been radio, doing this whole thing, man.
Isn't it crazy?
And did we start in Atlanta around the same time?
I think so, 98 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have history together, Frank and I, so much.
Yeah. So much respect. Mutual respect.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I mean, I look at your grind, what you've done, the way you've been able to hold this machine together. That's a big deal. Most people don't realize what we do on radio is not only what we do on the air, the entertainment part, but it's keeping the nucleus together, keeping the people together. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you run this machine? That's the part that people just don't understand sometimes.
I still don't think I figured it out. Seriously, man, after all these years, I still don't feel like I figured it out.
I think what happens is the universe gravitates to you because you're such a good person, and everybody that works around you just feel that. You get what I'm saying?
Mostly.
Sometimes people grow. You know, it's human. People grow, and they grow in and out of things, and people are here for a period of time. But at the end of the day, the machine keeps moving.
Yeah.
you know?
One of the most epic things that I'll remember about the beginning of the Bert Show was our unity night together.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah,
do I remember it? Boy, we really are talking about Bert Show Black Eyes today. Do you want to explain exactly what Unity Night was? Because I came to you with the idea. And yeah. You're like, my radio station is never going to go.
So I think it was like the King holiday or something.
Yeah.
Right? And we decided to do a party together. So we would do my crowd, which was primarily urban, and then the Burt crowd, which was primarily white. And we bring them both together for a unity party.
Now, keep in mind, this was a time in Atlanta where you would have clubs that would do Black Night on a Friday night.
Right.
And the same club would do White Night on Saturday night. I'm like, this is the only city I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It's been like that, but you've worked clubs way more than I have. Is it like that in other cities?
Sometimes. Different cities, you know, they come together. But Atlanta was a city that just, for some reason, it just separated.
And it was encouraged.
Yeah.
That was like, so I used to come to Atlanta all the time to party prior to moving here and working in radio.
Yeah.
And I remember my girlfriends and I came here and we had no idea where to go. And somebody made a suggestion and we went there and we walked in and we were the only white people in the entire place. And I go, you know what? We have an option. We can go in and have a good time or we can turn around and walk out. And we went in and had the absolute best time.
Well, there's going to be a theme going between what you just said and what we're about to say.
So here's the difference, though. Here's the difference that happened that we didn't think about is the fact that white people go to things early.
Oh. True, right.
Black people go to things later.
Okay.
So by the time the party started, the white folk were already there and the club was crowded. And then the black folk came and couldn't get in.
See, I don't remember it like that at all. I do not remember it like that at all.
It was great.
So he was on V103. And V103 at the time was the station in Atlanta, right? Yeah. And here we are starting on Q100, which is a little itty-bitty signal here, right? And I call Frank up and I'm like, what do you think about our two stations doing this? And you were like, I would love to do it, but my station is never, ever, because it had never been done in Atlanta radio before. I don't know if it's ever been done in the United States where you've got two stations like that that technically are competing against each other, or are we? Are we not?
Yeah.
But either way, we thought it was a bigger cause. And when I made the offer, you were like, my station's never going to go. I don't know how you talked them into it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We did. And I don't know if you remember, one time we actually switched stations.
Yeah?
We switched stations. I think it was like April Fool's Day. And I came on and did this. I came on here, and then he was on
V103. How long did that last?
Not long.
Not long.
I'm like, there had to have been a revolt on your station.
But it was a really good time. Yeah. I think that Bert and I are so much alike, and that's what people don't realize. Mm-hmm. We're actually so much alike. Like, our shows are alike. The way we think is alike. We got foundations alike. Like, you know, we believe in the community, and that's why we do this thing. And we're just so much alike. It's that we're, you know, he's white and I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we're like the same people. We went through divorces together.
Yeah.
You know, we call each other for advice when we're going through it. You know, we had kids at the same time. And it was crazy. You know, he would come to my foundation events and I'd support his. It was just, we were just like the same. It was just two different radio stations. And we competed heavily. You know, we would bounce back and forth and competed heavily. And it's just been a good ride.
Back to that Unity Night thing, because Frank is being very, very kind by saying white people showed up. They did not. I remember pulling up to Unity Night.
Yeah.
And walking through the club many, many times, hoping to see anybody that knew me. And it never happened. It was filled with V103 and black listeners. And Monday, I remember coming on the radio and really having a struggle saying, what is the matter here? Are are white people afraid to hang out with black people? Because this was supposed to be a night where we were all, it was one of the most disappointing weekends and mornings of my life when I had to look at that really straight on and say, this is the truth, you guys.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the city has gone through a lot of stuff. But I think the city is so much different now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about it is I think the younger generation is not like that. So when you go around the city now, you can go to places like El Malo or, you know, Block and Drum, and you go to these places and it's like totally mixed. You know, it's like Asian, black, white, Indian, everybody's like in the same room. I think younger people are cooler about it than the older people that still have things on their shoulder.
Oh, the diversity on the Beltline is a beautiful thing to witness.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a beautiful thing. So
Do you feel the same way that he's saying?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that was the coolest part about moving to Atlanta is I come from Jacksonville, which is maybe a little bit more separate in that regard. And then coming out to the Beltline and just bumping elbows with so many different types of people is one of the things I love most about this city.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
How long ago was that Udine night? Like, what year was that?
It was like 20, early.
Yeah, it was like 24 years ago.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. 24, 23 years ago. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. It was a big deal.
It was. Nobody thought we were going to end up doing that, man. We were shocked. V said, okay.
Yeah.
We were totally shocked.
Yeah.
You have always been there for me, man.
Thank you. You've been there for me, too.
Like Frank said, that whenever we got issues, you know, for me, leaning on you, because I know you live the same lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grind it out every single day, but not just about radio advice, coming to you when things didn't make sense to me racially either, and I needed a friend to lean on and just be real with me.
Yeah.
Frank was always there and was giving me an education.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
I think the true sign of a good friend is not how they talk to you or treat you when you're there, but how they talk about you when you're not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
This man adores you.
Yeah, I adore him too.
He absolutely adores you and has so much respect and what you've done, not just in radio, in life. And he definitely looks to you and appreciates your friendship.
You know, I think I look at Atlanta as a place, and I say it so many times, if the rest of the country were like Atlanta, this would be a really dope country.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Atlanta's like this thing in the middle of Georgia, and you go 30 miles this way, it looks very different.
15 miles.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but if the rest of the world, a country, would understand how this diversity thing works, and it works so well for everybody, you know, I think the world would be a much better place.
I feel that, man.
Yeah.
Frank, what drew you to radio?
You know, it's interesting. I never thought I was going to be in radio. So I was just being a DJ and music back when hip hop first started. And I was in DC going to school. And the guy that ran the college radio station pulled me up and was like, don't you have that breakdance group and you DJ? And I was like, yeah. He said, why don't you come on the air and do a show? And I started with a 1-hour show on the college radio station. And I thought I was going to be a lawyer.
Really?
I was going to be a lawyer, and that was it. And then this thing took over, and that was it. And the best part about it is I've never looked at it like a job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get up and say, oh, I got to go to work. Like, it's never been work. It's just been so much fun. I mean, what other job can you do where you can come in and just, you know, talk to people, have fun, joke, get serious sometimes, play great music, and just entertain people and people uplift you and call in, and you know, it's a beautiful business.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that somebody would walk away from all of this?
Yeah. I will tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, let me tell you what the difference is. The difference is this. The difference is like our lives parallel a lot. Uh-huh. So I got remarried like 7 years ago, and my sons are grown. They graduated college and life was good. Mm-hmm. Right. And I got remarried. And my new wife was like, oh, we're going to have kids. And I was like, for what? Like, what are we going to do this for? Like, are we supposed to get together and travel the world and enjoy life? That's what I wanted to do. And I had kids. So I have a 6-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Dude.
So my opportunity to let this go.
Yeah.
No, I got a Westminster bill.
Yeah.
You know anything about that. You know, there's, you know, just can't do it.
Gotcha.
You know.
So if there weren't new kids, would you have been seriously considering getting out of radio?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd open up a tiki bar on some beach.
Yep.
And I'd be the old dude coming in with shorts, serving drinks and making stuff in the back. Yeah. Well, are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now I got a 5-year-old, so it doesn't look really like I thought entirely. Mm-hmm. It looks mostly like that.
Yeah. Once again, your lives are parallel.
That's it. Parallel. 6-year-old parallel, yeah. Man. And you think you're going on a trip, and you're really not.
No.
I come back from vacation needing a vacation.
There are no more vacations when you go on. It's a family trip.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
I thought I could sleep in late. No. 6 a.m. still.
I try to tell people outside of the industry, like, this isn't a hard job. It's just taxing. Like, thinking of content. You're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Thinking of content all the time. And now trying to evolve. I feel like a dinosaur sometimes trying to evolve on all of these platforms. And it just gets exhausting. And I'm just ready to, like you said, travel and see the world. And really, I don't know if you're different than I am in this way. And I've been very upfront with these guys that I've been so stressed out by the fear of failing and not really enjoying the success of it, that when I look back over 25 years, has it been a joyful 25 years? I think the life lesson here for me is that not really. It's been, I'm constantly thinking of what's next, what's the next success, and how not to fail.
Yeah.
That this, I wouldn't say, has given me as much joy as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And now, in this different phase of my life, I know what that joy looks like, and now, damn it, I'm going to go get it.
And I make a prediction.
I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. A
couple years from now, you're going to be like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to do something related to this.
Yeah, I don't know. Amanda and I are talking about doing kind of a travel experience. Oh, you'd be great to go on this. Where we take people to different places of all over the world, and we just like real exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe do like a travel podcast with her or a YouTube channel. I'll be doing something.
Yeah,
you can't.
You can't. Bro, there's no way you can, first of all, you're going to be getting up hella early. You're going to be like them old white folk to get up before the sun comes up, walking their dog at 4:30 in the morning down the street. You're like, who is this guy? You're going to be the neighbor with the leaf blower at 6:30 a.m.
I'm already that guy. I'm going to be calling you to go, hey, can I get you coffee in the morning? I just need to be in a studio, my dude.
You got to do something. Yes. You're not going to be able to do it.
Frank is a busy, busy guy. You're still doing the club thing, too. Like, I saw you this week. Like, I'm going to be out spending
3 nights a week.
What?
Yeah.
Let everybody know where you are.
I'm just everywhere. I travel a lot. Travel a lot of parties. I do my Marietta and out here, and just do a whole bunch of different events.
Damn, that sounds miserable to me, to be in a club like that at our age.
You know what? I'm not in the club partying. I am the party.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm entertaining. Different. It's like being an artist. You know what I mean? I mean, think about this. Your most favorite groups, the classic groups you have.
Yeah.
These guys are still touring because they love it. So I love entertaining people.
And I can see
I'm going to do it until I can't do it anymore.
Is that right? Because I could see it on your Instagram stories. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, when is this guy sleeping? Even when, you're still doing a morning show, but you'd be out till 11, 12, 1 o'clock and then coming on in and doing the morning show. And I'm like, where is he finding this?
Yeah, that's hard. That's the hard part now. So, yeah, I don't stay late anymore, and the recovery time is different. You know, when you're young, you don't need the recovery time.
Right.
Oh, now I need the recovery time. Yeah, it gets on me.
I told these guys I went to the Georgia game on Saturday, Georgia Ole Miss. I had 3 drinks, and I'm still feeling it today.
Yeah.
I'm tired, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just tired.
100%. There you go.
My dude, my friend.
Love you, man.
Good to see you. Love you, too, man.
Yeah.
Now, at least I'll have more time to hang out with you.
There you go.
You're still too busy.
Come on. Let's do it.
He's like, you can come over and babysit.
We go on dad dates.
There you go.
I'm there with you, man. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.